Well, we are back here on Talkin' Baseball. Beautiful spring day in Scottsdale. Giants getting set for the second game of the spring. And as Marty Lurie said, we've got new faces on Talkin' Baseball, new voices on Talkin' Baseball this spring. Alongside Marty Lurie and Bill Lasky, I'm Kerry Crowley. It's my pleasure to welcome in one of those new voices, good friend of mine, producer at KMBR, host of the Passion for the Pastime podcast. You just heard John Miller fumble his name, Walter Icabocetta. Walter, a pleasure to have you on. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good, Kerry. How are you, man?
Doing quite well myself, sir. Really looking forward to talking Giants baseball this season with you. And so much to get to today, but where I want to start, the Giants coming off a historic 107-win season, franchise record for victories. What have you thought of the offseason to date, the move you think that has made the biggest deal so far for this team, being able to maintain that winning mindset, and the move that they maybe haven't made yet but could to help maintain what they did last season?
Well, the biggest move that I would say would be bringing in Carlos Rodon. I mean, you know, they lost Kevin Gausman to the Blue Jays, and the starting rotation was a big reason why they won 107, right? But the big move that I want them to make, and I'm not sure if they're going to get that done, Kerry, but, you know, we could always be hopeful here in the spring. They need that bat. You lose Chris Bryant. You lose Buster Posey. And that's the 3 and 5 hitter in the lineup. And I just feel like that's a huge void. Yeah, last year they were able to get by with the everybody on deck mentality. But I would feel comfortable. I think Giants fans would feel a little bit more comfortable if they had that solid bat in the lineup. And I feel that Trevor Story has to be that guy right now.
Yeah, Bill, Marty, myself, just talking about it, how Trevor Story's still out there, how he's almost a perfect fit for the San Francisco Giants because they have that void at second base with Tommy La Stella injured. It's really interesting because they did bring in Jock Peterson, but this is also a team that you mentioned lost Chris Bryant to the Colorado Rockies on kind of a bizarre deal there, but also loses Buster Posey. And you're not just losing the anchor in the clubhouse. You're not just losing one of the best defensive catchers of his generation. You're losing a bat. Your number three hitter, a guy who was so critical to the offensive success of this team last year. Can Joey Bart be that replacement, Walter? Do you like the idea of a tandem of Joey Bart and Kurt Casale? What have you thought about the way that Farhan Zaidi and Gabe Kapler have structured the catcher position thus far?
Well, the catcher position, that's one of the big questions going into this year, right? I mean, we've never had to think about the catcher position since Buster Posey came up. I mean, that has been a rock in this lineup and for the pitching staff, and that's mainly where my concern is how well can Joey Bart command this pitching staff? How well will he be able to mesh, and how long did it take for him to get comfortable behind the dish with Logan Webb? And does he know, you know, when to go out there and give him a breather? Because as you know, Kerry, you know, catchers have that almost sixth sense where they know that their pitcher is losing it a little bit. And I don't know if Joey Bart is going to be able to do that. I do like the combination with Casale and Joey Bart, Casale being the veteran presence. I mean, he was a phenomenal picking up where Buster Posey wasn't calling games. I mean, I don't know what his record was, but it was a lot of games that they won in that 107 season with Kurt Casale back there. But I do think that Joey Bart will be able to produce offensively. I think that he needs to get off to a really good start, just mentally, for the young kid to come into this year. But, you know, it's a question that we're going to watch all spring, and we're going to see how that unfolds as the season goes on.
Well, no question that Joey Bart is the most important prospect for the Giants to follow this spring. No question that every Giants fan will be hanging on his at-bats, knowing what his at-bats mean in the larger context of losing Buster Posey. But, Walter, one of the topics that you cover often in the Passion for the Pastime podcast, which is a great podcast, I've enjoyed going on it with you, and we'll definitely look forward to that this season. You cover prospects and Giants prospects. Who's coming up through this farm system? Who are you excited about this spring? Who has an opportunity to make a splash this year in the Giants organization in your mind?
I'm really excited to see what the role for Elliot Ramos is. You know, he has the tools to be that everyday center fielder. And, you know, I feel like he's going to factor in. We'll see if he makes the bigs out of camp. I'm really pulling for him too. But that's somebody that I'm really looking forward to seeing how he unfolds in the spring, definitely.
Yeah, Walter Icabaceta joining us here on Talkin' Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Kerry Crowley. Pleasure to be back for the 2022 season. Walter, if you look at the Giants farm system right now, you mentioned Elliot Ramos is a guy who everyone will have their eyes on this spring. We've already talked Joey Bart. They've also got a plethora of international prospects dating back to even before Farhan Zaidi signed under Bobby Evans, Brian Sabian, Marco Luciano, Luis Matos. What excites you about that group that really could begin to climb the ranks this year and could begin to make an impression to the point where the Giants are counting on them come 2023, 2024, building out this farm system the way that the Dodgers built out theirs?
Well, I mean, you said it. They are the future of the Giants, and I mean that is the future of the sport. When you look at international players, you just look around the game. I mean, you got Manny Machado, you got Fernando Tatis. I was just watching earlier on Instagram. Vlad Jr. just went deep with a huge bomb. I'm not saying any of these guys are going to be that caliber of player, but the international market, when you look at those types of players and what they have to provide. I mean, you can almost only be hopeful. I mean, Marcos Luciano, everyone has talked about him possibly being a Fernando Tatis 2.0. And when you hear that, you hope that the injury isn't there for Luciano. You don't want that to be a comp for him in his career. But any time that you have a player comp in the system with Marcos Luciano to Fernando Tatis Jr. and you see what he's done, in his short time in the big leagues, you have to get excited. The international market, particularly in the Dominican and in the Caribbean, I mean, the talent is off the charts, and I'm really excited to see that the Giants have a lot of those prospects in the system currently right now. And you know, Luciano, Matos, along with others. What was the catcher's name? Henevez. There's a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys that you can look forward to in the international prospect market for sure.
No doubt about it. The list goes on. Averson Arteaga, shortstop prospect, already having a great spring so far in minor league camp. And you mentioned Jairo Palmares, Luis Matos. The list goes on, and there's so many international prospects to get excited about. But let's keep things focused for a few more minutes on this 2022 team and the greater context of the NL West. 2021, the Giants win their first division crown since 2012, Walter. You consider the moves the Dodgers have made. Obviously, Freddie Freeman, the big one. The Padres going out, replacing Jace Tingler at the manager job with Bob Melvin, proven winner with the Oakland A's. How do the Giants fit in your mind, heading into the 2022 season in terms of their chances to repeat as NL West champions?
Well, you know, I like their chances. I mean, when you look at that lineup in LA, you have to look at the context of it. They have a phenomenal lineup up and down from one to nine now, right? Because we have the DH. There's no pitchers, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. The Dodgers are the team to beat, I feel, going into the season. I mean, you just look at them on paper. But the Giants, you know, they just have a way. They come in there. Nobody's going to out prepare, right? They're mm-hmm. going to be the most prepared team going into every single game, and they're going to be locked in for 162. And I feel like that's a chemistry and that's a clubhouse that Kapler and Farhan, they have put together over the last couple of years, and that cohesiveness goes a long way. I mean, you can't just buy championships. You can't just bring in random all-stars off of the street and expect to be, a fantastic roster, a fantastic team. You have to have that chemistry. I feel like the Giants have that, and I feel like it's that type of intangible that really separates the Giants from all other teams within the division. It's going to be really tough. It's not going to be, look at last year. They had to go the full season. They had to go full 107 to beat the Dodgers for the division title. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. I mean, I didn't even mention the Padres. I'm not 100% sold on the Padres yet. And now with that Fernando Tatis injury, Bob Melvin is a great coach. No, don't get me wrong. He's a fantastic manager. But Fernando Tatis being out for, what was it, Kerry, like three months?
Yeah, it looks like 2 to 3 months right now.
Yeah, 2 to 3 months right now. That's going to throw a wrench into things. So I feel like it's going to – the Padres are there. You have to be cognizant of their presence in the division. But also, you know, I feel like it's going to come down to a two-team race with the Dodgers and the Giants. And, you know, again, I feel like the Giants do need that bat just because when you look at how they got it done last year and you're going in there without Buster Posey and without Chris Bryant, those are huge bats in the lineup. I know Chris Bryant didn't produce to the level that the Giants may have wanted him to last year, but still, just the presence of that type of bat is what they need. And if it's not Trevor Story, hopefully they go make a trade. Hopefully they go get like a Jose Ramirez. I heard that he was floating out there in trade rumors, but we'll see what happens. The Giants, they just have that chemistry. I feel like that they can go toe-to-toe with anybody.
Well, you mentioned go toe-to-toe with anybody. The chemistry is important. The chemistry on this show, always paramount for us. We're excited to add you to the mix this year, Walter. Thank you so much for joining us here on Talkin' Baseball. Look forward to doing it again real soon.
Appreciate it, Kerry. Have a good one.
All right, more coming up next. It's Talkin' Baseball, KMBR and KMBR FM San Francisco, a Cumulus Media station. Marty Lurie, Bruce Jenkins, the first time this season. You're looking through the window of baseball. That's coming up here shortly. Bill will be back later on in the show. I'm Kerry Crowley. You're listening to KMBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.